Welcome to the Friday, November 14th episode of Briefings with Butts. It also happens to be our 14th episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. Well, all right, let's dive into some highlights from another great week. We had our first snow of the year this past Monday, caused a little bit of traffic issues. Fortunately, we had that late start Monday, so we didn't have any problems getting our students to school. We know that that may mean that winter is coming, and certainly the Aurora Borealis and the Northern Lights have been shining all the way down into Indiana. What beautiful sights we've been able to see this week. Also, hopefully you've noticed the non-perishable food items in schools and buildings across the district. It's time to rally for the annual Ben Davis Thanksgiving Food Drive, which benefits all of our Wayne families. We've already received more requests for Thanksgiving dinners than we served in the total time last year, so lots of need that is out there. Food Drive does provide MSD of Wayne Township families who are in need of assistance with a food basket containing a turkey, bread, milk, and 3 bags of groceries filled with breakfast items and other fun meals, which really is why we wanted to bring our special guest today, Mr. Stephen Jackson, who happens to be our district social worker and our homeschool liaison here to talk to us a little bit, not only about what's happening during this holiday season, but also some of the other struggles some of our families are going to. We know this week we ended the 43-day shutdown, not we, the government ended the 43-day shutdown of our government. We know that there's been some issues with some SNAP benefits and whether our students were going to be able to continue to receive some support. And Mr. Jackson's been working through all of those with our families and our homeschool liaison. So welcome, Mr. Jackson. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. We know that the shutdown started out, obviously, people didn't know exactly what was going to be their impact. But talk to us a little bit about what you have been seeing across our district with our students as this shutdown continued. And we know even though it ended this week after the 43rd day, they're still going to take some time to get things ramped back up. So what have you been experiencing in your role across the district with some of our families?
Well, I've gotten several phone calls and emails from families, family members, and community members who have no students in Wayne Township.
So why do they reach out to you? Just because they know the school's here and that you're a community asset?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Our information is shared by Gleaners through our Giants Marketplace.
Okay.
So I'm listed along with Wayne as a community contact.
Yeah.
So they're always welcome to reach out to us.
Awesome.
So we're seeing more and more families are calling, requesting assistance, requesting where they can find assistance.
Yep.
So we've directed them towards Gleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Gleaners is open for distribution, I believe, on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. You can go to gleaners.org for the exact days and times.
They're probably seeing an uptick as well, correct?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. They are swamped. I just got off the phone with them yesterday with our representative from Gleaners, and it's definitely being felt. The impact is being felt across the district.
And our trustee's office also has shifted some resources as well, right? Have you been working with Trustee Barden and his office as well?
Yes, yes, very closely. Mm-hmm. In fact, we worked over the fall break.
Mm.
He actually called me over break, and we worked along with Brittany Joyner over at Child Nutrition to get some information regarding how many students will be impacted directly by the shutdown through SNAP benefits. So we're looking about a little over 4,000 students here in Wayne are directly impacted by that, by the shutdown.
That's over 25% of our students who are impacted.
Yes.
That's a large number.
Yes, yes it is. In fact, in Indiana, I just read that over 500,000 families are impacted by the shutdown with the SNAP benefit.
Well, we mentioned Thanksgiving Drive here in the Ed Center. We also participate in that. We raised about $225 in cash for those who wanted to donate cash. and 8 boxes of food that will be going over to Ben Davis High School for the Thanksgiving food drive. You've run into some things this year as well, helping to try to find some food items for our families. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know not only is the government shutdown impacting that, but we also have this thing, the bird flu.
Yes.
This happens to be a holiday that a lot of people eat big birds, and not the big bird from Sesame Street, but the turkey kind. Talk a little bit about what you've been experiencing in our community, just trying to get those resources.
Yeah, normally we partner with Kroger,
mm-hmm.
and they support the Giants Marketplace along with the food drive at Ben Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And recently went by Kroger just to confirm our order, and they informed us that corporate office had stated no bulk items.
Wow.
For the turkeys this year.
And how many do you normally buy?
Anywhere between 100 to 150. We've maxed out at 150 mm-hmm. before, but
that'd be considered a bulk order.
Yes, definitely. So they said no bulk orders. So we've had to readjust, and we got the turkeys this year through Gleaners.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's at a higher cost,
mm-hmm.
and so that kind of impacted the number of turkeys that we were able to secure. So
let's talk about that, because sometimes I see, like, a Kroger, I get for 49¢ a pound, mm-hmm. right? What are we looking at through Gleaners for this holiday, this Thanksgiving holiday?
For 4 turkeys was $96.99.
For 4 turkeys?
For 4 turkeys, and on average, about 10 to 12 pound turkeys. So
my goodness.
Yeah, so we're looking $2.40.
And that's not the highest you found. When you went shopping around to somebody, we won't mention names. We'll protect the innocent. But there were some retailers in grocery stores here in our community that were much higher than that, right?
Yes. In fact, I was informing you that someone had a turkey online for, mm-hmm. It's no exaggeration, for $119.
For a turkey?
For a turkey.
And I think that's what I just ordered my whole meal for 8 from Whole Foods, I think, or somewhere.
Yes.
You know, a couple sides and a few other things. So.
Yes. So it's a definitely an expensive turkey that's not reasonable.
So let's talk about, you know, obviously our listeners are predominantly staff of the MSD of Wayne Township, and my mother, because I said it to her every Sunday, every Friday when this comes out, when Ms. Templeman sends it out, and I send it to my mother. But talk to us, a listening audience, what can they do to help? I know that each building's doing food drives, but if they really wanted to help out with some of our families, what are some resources? What are some ways that they can do that? Do they call you? Do they email you? What's the best way for them to do?
Well, they can always email me. It's, mm-hmm. it's the best way to get in contact with me. And you're more than welcome to call me as mm-hmm. well.
Stephen.Jackson, STEPHEN.
Correct.
Right? .Jackson at wayne.k12.in.us or at wearewayne.org.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes. And then my phone number is 317-988-8631.
You're
more than welcome to call me as well. The best way, I would say, to help support our families is actually supporting the organizations that are supporting our families.
Mm-hmm.
So Gleaners is always looking for volunteers. Next Tuesday is our Giants Marketplace November distribution, where we will give out the turkeys and the boxes of food.
And that's over at the Ninth Grade Center, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
Over at the Ninth Grade Center mm-hmm. from 5 to 6.
In the Horseshoe area there.
Yes.
Yep. Now, you'll probably go through those boxes in no time.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so, you know, it's you advertise a block of time, but that doesn't mean there's going to be food during that whole block of time.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That it's first come, first serve.
Yeah.
We appreciate the assistance from, obviously, from Mr. Day over at the mm-hmm. Ninth Grade Center and the administrative team and the teachers there, from our volunteers, but also from our police staff here, with Chief Boomershine. They
mm-hmm.
they help to keep things organized and in an orderly manner. So it can be, when we're talking about food insecurities, you know, people can become, I hate to say,
emotions are elevated, right? And emotions are elevated, and people are sometimes desperate because they're trying to find a way to put food on the table for their family. And
correct.
That's the basic necessity for us.
Yes, it is. And when you try to meet that basic need, mm-hmm. like you said, I like the way you described it, people can get emotional.
Yeah.
And so we try to make sure that we do everything in an organized, orderly mm-hmm. manner. And be respectful of the families and others that are trying to. And so when we run out, we actually direct them over to Gleaners,
okay.
And then other support services in the community, like 211 is also another resource that families can go to.
And for our staff that are listening, we also direct our families to either our guidance counselors at the secondary level or our homeschool liaisons, primarily at our elementary schools. So lots of help, both at the local school here at the district level. And we know that times are hard, and certainly appreciate all of the generosity of our staff as each building has been conducting food drives. And just want to thank everybody for all that they are doing to support our families and have done and continue to do. It's not just this time of year. It's throughout the year. Whenever people are asked, they are very generous. And we just want to thank the staff of the MSD of Wayne Township for being there to support our families. Mr. Jackson, I want to thank you for the work that you do, not only here in the MSD of Wayne Township, but by coordinating efforts. We mentioned Gleaners. We mentioned the trustee's office and so many other resources that you're engaged with around the city to make sure that our families' needs are taken care of, whether it be food insecurities, whether it be transportation to and from school, rent, and all those things that you do a lot of things. Sometimes we have families that are displaced because of a fire or some kind of a disaster, and you find the resources to help them to at least have temporary housing and temporary supplies and things that they need until they get back on their feet. So just appreciate all that you do, and want to thank you for especially this holiday season, of making sure that as many families as possible are going to have something on the table for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm honored to serve our families here in Wayne Township and help the students in the best way that I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we will include information about how you can donate or volunteer in this week's Parent Square message. We want to mention also next Friday and Saturday, the Ben Davis staff will be in the musical Elf Junior at Ben Davis High School. That'll be Friday, November the 21st at 7 p.m. and Saturday, November the 22nd at 2 p.m. Tickets are on sale. Adults $10, students $5. So go out and see just how the staff of Ben Davis High School is doing with the musical production of Elf. Also want to remind everybody that the Culinary Arts Program at Area 31 is once again having their Thanksgiving sides, and those are available to order. Should have received an email from Marcia Davidson this week. If not, there'll be another link in our Parent Square message today. You can find pumpkin pie, pecan pie, sugar cream pie, rhubarb pie, peanut butter pie, pumpkin roll, a quart of gravy, meaty stuffing, mac and cheese, or a pint of cranberry relish. Make sure to order those early, and then you can pick those up on Tuesday at Ben Davis High School, door 17, Area 31, for our culinary arts program to support all the work that those students are doing as they're learning through Area 31. Also, we shared information earlier this week, very somber time for the MSD of Wayne Township, with the passing of longtime board member Mike Nance. Served in the MSD of Wayne Township on the school board since 1994, was still actively serving. Mr. Nance's services will be next Friday the 21st, actually the visitation next Friday the 21st, from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Grand Hall off of High School Road, and then the funeral on Saturday. Information was also emailed out on that. So, unfortunately, that is also happening at the end of next week. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.